Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is UB Basketball Insider with Coach Oates and Coach Jack, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, by Town BMW, Pepsi, and by Nike. Here is your host, Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Basketball Insider presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's our final regular season edition of the Insider. We're going to kick it into postseason editions coming up for you next week. But on this edition of the show, we'll talk with Nate Oates. We'll talk with Felicia Leggett-Jack as their teams prepare for their final regular season games and then really start to prepare for the MAC tournament in Cleveland. But we kick it off with Bulls Athletic Director Mark Allnutt for a little overview on everything that's going on here at UB, Mark. And there is not only so much going on here, there's so much good stuff going on here. You have been, you've done more on-court ceremonies. You're on the court more than the officials the last couple of days.
Well, I tell you, but it's good. It's good to be on the court. And last night, what a great victory for our women's program, you know, over Bowling Green program that beat us earlier in the season. But prior to that, to honor Sierra Dillard, 2,000 points. That's outstanding. You know, she had that time in UMass, but then she came here, and then she also eclipsed the season scoring record, you know, as well. So to be able to do that, those are great recognitions to do. Let's do more of those.
Yeah, you know, you've been around great athletes your entire life as a player, as an administrator. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in all things that are going on. Every once in a while, I know I try to do this to myself, take a step back and realize some of the greatness that you're witnessing, whether it's a C.J. Massenburg, whether it's a Tyree Jackson, but whether it's a Sierra Dillard, who, as you said, 2,000 career points, set a UB record for single season point scoring in the win last night, and has a chance to finish in the top five in UB's all-time history in just 2 years. There's a lot of greatness there, isn't there?
There's so much greatness, but one thing that we're missing is the greatness of them as people. You know, as great they are on the court, as great they are as on the field, you know what? These are outstanding people. These are kids that are going to earn their degree from UB. You know, they're involved in the community, and you know what, great ambassadors for UB moving forward after their playing career is done.
Yeah, it's a great word. I was thinking of the same word, ambassadors. Well, the women wrapped up their home schedule with another nice crowd following that 3,500 crowd from over the weekend. The men are going to wrap up their home crowd on Friday night, tomorrow night against Bowling Green, with what should be another record-setting crowd. If people are getting frustrated about not being able to get tickets to these games, I know there's one way for next year that they can do that, isn't there?
Yeah, you can. We've already launched our season ticket campaign for next year. We're taking deposits for both new season ticket holders and also renewals. You know, we launched that, and within the first 20 hours, we already have over 100 people who have signed up for that. So it's a $50 deposit for people to claim their seats, so to speak. And for us, you know, we do hear the frustrations, oh, I wish I could get there. Oh, it's only standing room only. You know what? Come early. Come early and be able to secure your seat now, so you don't have to worry about kind of standing and looking over someone's head or whatever the case is.
Secure your spot on the railing.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So, you know, for us, it's a good thing to be able to keep that going and keep the momentum going. You know, we talk about the crowd at women's basketball, 3,500, phenomenal. The second largest crowd ever. You know, this crowd tomorrow night against Bowling Green, it's a sold out crowd. And the thing I like about it is, you know, plenty of students are going to be in attendance, but also folks from the community, you know, coming in, and really just to pay their respects to our seniors. C.J. Massenburg, you know, Nick Perkins, Jeremy Harris, Montel McRae, you know, Dante Curry. I mean, those guys have been, you know, outstanding throughout their career here, and what a great way to send them off to Cleveland.
With Bulls Athletic Director Mark Allnut here on the UB Basketball Insider, that's a 6 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night, and it's nice that the Bulls have already clinched the MAC regular season title, so the game itself can be more of the celebration of the guys that you mentioned. All right, so then it's off to Cleveland. We know the men's team's going to be the number one seed. We know the women have clinched a trip right through to Cleveland for a game next Wednesday, either as the third or fourth seed. It's an easy drive. It's Quicken Loans Arena. Downtown Cleveland is a terrific spot. There's even a bar down there that has Buffalo in its name. Tell everybody why they should think about making the trip to Cleveland, at least for some of the games next week.
Yeah, you said it all. It's a three-hour trip, you know, away, and from the venue is outstanding to be able to play in Quicken Loans. How the downtown area is set up with all the hotels and the restaurants and all those other establishments right there, it's a great opportunity to really interact and really kind of form that bond, so to speak, with other Bulls fans who are coming from all over to be able to be there. And we want to have the loudest section. We want to have the most people, you know, in the arena supporting us. And it's going to be a great atmosphere and fun time. So I encourage people to, you know, reach out to our ticket office to see how they can get their tickets and make that trip, whether it's one day or 2 days, or if you have the opportunity to stay throughout the entire sessions there from Thursday through Saturday. And if we get the opportunity to participate in the championship, you know what, got to be there, and it's like I always say, you know what, be there, because, you know, we're creating some memorable moments, and we want people to be there.
Yeah, men are going to play noon on Thursday, women still to be determined with their first game on Wednesday, and then obviously through until Friday and Saturday should the teams keep winning. All right, basketball's not the only thing going on right here. Football started their spring practice over the weekend, and here you go. You're in the midst of sort of where things have gotten to UB, that some of the football players are the talk of the NFL draft community. They're appearing on NFL Network shows. You know, aside from football starting after the successful year last year, how much of a help does it become when you've got players that are now the buzz of the NFL world?
Oh, it helps. It helps tremendously. We talk about it so much from an exposure standpoint, and we look at the combine, you know, last week where we had Tyree Jackson and Anthony Johnson able to perform, and you know, they're talking UB, especially the performance that Tyree had, you know, with his 40 time and how he was throwing the ball. Matter of fact, Steve Smith told him, "Hey, you're throwing it too hard,
that
Tyree.
Was really funny.
You're throwing it too hard, man. Just go and cruise a little bit." But, you know, for us to have our pro day next week, and ESPN is going to be in town. So again, that's just additional newsworthy item that's going to be out there, you know, coinciding with what we're doing from a basketball standpoint. So it's definitely some exciting times. It also is the mark of a program in terms of how we continue to elevate, you know, our programs here at UB.
Yeah, the NFL will be here. I would assume almost all 32 teams are going to be here for the pro day. That is next Wednesday at the Bills Fieldhouse. But it'll be one of the centers of the NFL world for everybody to come check out all the Bulls that are have a chance to make it in the NFL. We are going to catch up with you next on Tuesday night in Cleveland when we do this show for the MAC tournament. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. Enjoy a couple of days, the pro day and everything else. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Paul, thank you.
All right, Mark Allnut, UB Athletics Director. Coming up next on the UB Basketball Insider, UB Women's Basketball Coach Felicia Leggett-Jack joins us. You're listening to the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Give your business maximum exposure all year long and reach the hundreds of thousands of Western New York UB alumni, students, fans, donors, faculty, and more by branding with the Bulls. Signage, digital, social campaigns, TV and radio commercials, fan engagement campaigns, and so much more. Visit ubbulls.com/partner for full details. And horns up.
Fuel. few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at Alumni Arena. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
We continue to roll on with the UB Basketball Insider Show. We are presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. My name is Paul Peck, now joined by Bulls women's basketball head coach Felicia Leggett. Jack, we got a lot to talk about here. We've got a big win from last night. You've got a last regular season game. You've got the tournament. But we're going to start with the thing that I think you enjoy talking about the most, which is one of the most amazing athletes that we have ever seen in this city, college or pro. And the final time in seeing her play here, and I'm talking about Sierra Dillard, was the game last night. And you could tell you were emotional. I could tell Sierra was emotional. Maybe it affected Sierra's performance a little bit because it wasn't one of her best. But just reflect a little bit for me on what last night meant and how much you were trying to fight not thinking about this is the last time I'll coach her here in this building.
CD's just special. She is just a wonderful young lady to coach. You know, even today, I was breaking film down and sending her videos of what I thought, and she get it. And I've not done that with any other athlete in my career, but I know that she understands. I'm not picking on you, but you need to see why your shots were off, the follow through on the bottom, not at the top. And I just love coaching her. I love being around her. She just makes everybody around her better. And yes, it was emotional because, you know, I just know that this city really deserved to see someone like Sierra Dillard. And I knew it was the last game. And I wish that she would have shot the ball better, but I love the fact that she kept shooting.
Yeah, well, and she gets her 26 points, which she always does. In the process, she sets the UB single season record for points. She's already gone over 2,000. You presented her with that commemorative ball before the game. She moves up to eighth all-time on UB scoring list with a chance to continue to move up. This is all in 2 years.
2 years.
Here. You know, I think we all get ingrained to think that it's a four-year career. She's doing things in 2 years that team players don't do in 4 years.
Well, one thing I love that she understands is that my care about offense is not very high. If you can score and you have the innate ability to know how to get the ball in the hole and help your team, I'm going to show you some plays. We're going to get you a system. But that's your thing. My thing is defense. If you don't play defense, you're subbed. And I don't care if you're Sierra or anybody else, but you got to play defense. And she's taking the bull by the horn, if you will, offensively. Coach, we need to run this play. We got to get this kid involved, coach. Okay, Britt, let's go box. And so it's really an extra coach. I'm almost figuring
out. I was going to ask you, is she going to be a good coach down the road when she's done being
be
a great player?
An incredible coach, but she got a lot of years to play this game. She's going to go pro and she's going to go overseas, and I think that she's got another like an 8-year window of playing great basketball, and then she can make some decisions after that.
All right, you got one more regular season game left. It comes up on Saturday afternoon, a 2 p.m. tip-off at Kent State, TV-wise on ESPN+, radio-wise right here on ESPN 1520. Still a lot to play for in this game. You've clinched your seed, top four seed, right to Cleveland, but seeding in itself is at stake. So talk about Kent State, the opponent. You've already beaten them once. And then give me a sense of how important it is for you to figure out what the seeding could mean.
Well, what we want to do is continue to play well and continue to play defense and continue to win. Kent State is a tremendous team. They've been in every game. They're 17-11, and they're playing great basketball right now, and they really play well at home. So we have our hands full. Our focus isn't unnecessary on seeding. It's about winning. I know that the committee, when they picked the 64 teams, they're looking at your last 10 games. How did you do in those last 10 games? And so we want to keep winning. And so that we can get away from those two losses we have that's in that 10-game window. So the longer we win, the less that's going to be a value of those two losses we had earlier.
All right, so the Bulls are going to be either the third or fourth seed in Cleveland, which means you're playing on Wednesday, next Wednesday, regardless. Timing will determine whether it's the third and the fourth seed. And again, however much you want to put stock into the bracketologists, they didn't have that major when we were at Syracuse. They didn't have a major in bracketology.
No. Anything with numbers, I would.
Well, they've got you in as one of the last four teams into the tournament of last night, with the MAC getting two teams in. Does that start to make sense to you? Certainly, does this conference deserve to have a second team, whether it's you and Central or whether a combination of you and anybody else?
I think we've earned the right to have three. I think we've done the work. We have three teams in the top 50 in RPI. I think that what we went out and we beat Big Ten, we beat ACC, we challenged Pac-12, we put them on the ropes. We are a viable option, and we saw when we get two teams in what we can do, both going to the Sweet 16. So I don't, and now with an RPI of 7 for the last 5-6 weeks, and last week we were RPI of 8. You have to look at our team as teams that play in competition throughout the year. So I think that, in my opinion, we should be considering three.
All right. Well, that'll be certainly something to watch for following next week's MAC tournament. With Felicia Leggett-Jack, the UB women's basketball head coach. Quick thoughts on the win over Central, over Bowling Green last night. Your 20th win of the season for the fourth straight year. It was kind of a gritty game, and I think the things that jumped out at you, a 52-24 rebounding edge, a 26-7 offensive rebound edge, and a big part of that was the young lady that I thought made the difference in the game, which was Brittany Morrison.
Brittany Morrison played very, very well, but you have to consider they weren't all boarding at all. They were trying to stop our transition. That's what we're strong at, is getting the rebound and flying out and running and scoring. What Bowling Green decided to do was don't send anybody to the boards, and only just one person to the boards, and stop our transition. So the rebounding was easy because there wasn't a lot of people in there, and not going to try to downgrade what Summer and Brittany did, but that's what they tried to do, and we had to learn how to play in the half court. We've shown that not only can we transition and score, we can sit in an offense and figure out how to score as well. So this team is evolving in so many ways. I'm just really proud that whatever you try, we're going to offset what you try to do. And I'm just saying, bring it on in March. We're excited.
All right, there you go. How's that for a slogan? Bring it on in March. Final regular season game Saturday at Kent State, 2 o'clock, right here on ESPN 1520. And then the MAC tournament starts for Felicia's women's team on Wednesday. Time to be determined. Can't wait to see you in Cleveland for next week's show. And then next week's games.
Thank you so much for all you guys do.
Thank you. Felicia Leggett-Jack is the UB women's basketball head coach. We'll take a little break from basketball and talk a little spring football. That's our next segment. You're listening to the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Grand Island Waste Management is excited to be a proud partner of the UB Athletics Department. Our services include septic service, portable toilet and dumpster rentals, along with grease trap cleanings. We have proudly served Western New York for the past 6 years. We are family-owned and operated. Donate a non-perishable food item, and we'll take $10 off our services, and we'll distribute it to the area food banks. Thank you from the Grand Island Waste Management family. Call 774-0418 for our service.
Does your financial life feel like a full-court press? Then get the hammer. UB alumnus Paul Hammer partners with families and businesses across Western New York to help them reach their financial and estate planning needs. For a complimentary consultation, call us at 716-633-4872 or visit us online at gotthehammer.com. Located at 5860 Snyder Drive, Lockport, New York, 14094. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $152. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons, too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
Life is better together. So is cancer care. That's why we're introducing the new Great Lakes Cancer Care. Uniting Western New York's experts and caregivers, 20-plus locations throughout our community, and all the treatment options for the highest quality of care and your highest quality of life. Because a cancer diagnosis is big, but together, we're bigger than cancer. Learn more about the team uniting to overcome cancer at greatlakescancercare.org.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At the University at Buffalo, being bold means discovering better medicines, inspiring world-class performances, and solving society's most complex challenges. What's your Boldly Buffalo moment?
My name is Courtney Bentley, and I'm a 2014 and 2016 graduate of the University of Buffalo School of Engineering and Applied Sciences. My bold moment is learning to be involved and take on leadership roles at work, in professional organizations, and in the Engineering Alumni Association.
This Boldly Buffalo moment is brought to you by the UB Alumni Association.
Welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. We thank Felicia Leggett Jack for giving us some really insightful stuff on the tournament and heading to MAC tournament Cleveland and the NCAAs and stuff. And again, the women will play on Wednesday. The men will play Thursday at noon in Cleveland after they finish up their regular seasons over the next couple days. We're going to take a little break from basketball to talk a little football for this segment, because spring practice has begun for the Bulls, and we welcome in Assistant Athletic Director for Communications and our football guy, John Fuller. Feels a little weird to be talking football with all this basketball stuff going on, but it never stops, does it?
Well, and especially this year, because obviously with the Bulls playing in a bowl game in late December, the season only ended 2 months ago, and they're right back on the field getting ready for next season.
All right, so spring practice has started. It has started at the moment at the Bills Fieldhouse, but that's likely going to change before spring practice is over. You've had a chance to get into the new Murchie Family Fieldhouse here on campus. I know the players did too. Give us a little update.
Yeah, so fingers crossed, the plan is to be in the new field house in a couple weeks, right when the students come back from spring break. Just a beautiful facility. We were able to get in there last week and kind of take the guys in there and give them their first look. And it's just, it's, I mean, I've been here 17 years. I mean, this has been something we've talked about for years, and it's been a vision of so many different athletic directors that have been here. So to see it finally happening, I mean, I'm standing there, and I'm almost getting teary-eyed. I can't believe I'm actually inside this building, because it's been talked about for so long, and now we're in there. It's just a beautiful place.
Yeah, and it just changes the dynamic for a lot of, not only football, but a lot of sports here on campus, to be able to walk across the street and go work out. Well, aside from all the success of football in the bowl game and the MAC East Championship last year, you're continuing to ride a nice little wave of popularity and attention because Tyree Jackson blew up the scouting combine and bringing a lot of attention. And then I assume you're going to have almost all of the NFL here for the pro day next Wednesday to watch Tyree and Anthony and O'Hagan and Hodge and all the rest of the guys. So, you know, what's it been like going really for the first time ever having, since Khalil Mack, having this kind of a high-level player that has the NFL draft world buzzing?
You know, with Khalil, it was a little different because obviously we knew Khalil was going to be, he was a known commodity. We knew he was going to be a top 10 draft pick. Tyree's a little more of an unknown commodity. He was kind of bursting onto the scene late. And we all kind of knew, like, once he got to the combine that he would open eyes, and boy, did he ever. You know, obviously he runs a 4.59 40. You know, he's doing, you know, he's putting up ridiculous numbers in all the other tests and everything. So now all of a sudden everybody wants to know, who is this guy? You know, he's a quarterback from Buffalo, but, you know, he's not Kyler Murray. He's not these big, one of the big name quarterbacks coming out. So people want to learn more about him. And now, you know, he's getting out there. He's making the media circuit, You know, he was on the NFL Network the other night. You know, a special sit down with him there, and for a pro day is
ESPN's
next.
Doing kind of a following him through the process.
Correct.
As well,
so
too.
They have a show called Draft Academy that is going to follow a few of the potential drafted players around during the pro days and days leading up to the draft, and they're actually going to be at our pro day next Wednesday on March 13th to follow him around, and it's great. I mean, we're going to have. I talked to some people today. I think they expect all 32 NFL teams to be there. To see not only Tyree, but obviously Anthony Johnson and all our players, you know, Khalil Hodge and James O'Hagan, all the guys you talked about. I think we have 14 players working out there. So it's going to be not only great for Tyree, but it's going to be great for all of our guys to have, you know, to have every team there. And that's the first since, obviously, Khalil Mack was here. We had all 32 teams, but to have all 32 teams there is amazing.
Yeah, and it's the difference in having a quarterback versus a defensive player as well, too. John Fuller is the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications here at UB, and his focus is on the Bulls football program. So with all this NFL attention, Tyree being the first Bulls player to ever enter the draft early, that flips us around to going to spring practices and looking out at the quarterback group and going, where's number three? What happened to him?
Yeah, it's been interesting because obviously, you know, he was a known, you know, Tyree was our guy for the last 3 years, you know, as you knew he had a quarterback, and now he's gone. So who's going to step up? And fortunately for us, I think we have three very talented quarterbacks that can step into his shoes, but now we're going to have to find out who it's going to be because, you know, it's been Tyree for 3 years. And while a guy like Kyle Van Treese got a little bit of game action as a true freshman 2 years ago, and Dominic Johnson got in a little bit in mop-up duty last year, you know, those are the two guys that are probably going to, you know, be fighting for that starting job. And then Matt Myers is a quarterback who redshirted last year as a true freshman, a local kid that a lot of, you know, a lot of local football fans know from West Seneca West. You know, they're all battling for it. They've all looked good in practice. They all kind of bring different things to the table. You know, Van Treese has got a strong arm and kind of knows the offense a little more, but a guy like Dominic Johnson and Matt Myers, a little more mobile. They can run a little bit more, so it's going to be interesting to see which direction they go. But I like what I've seen from all three, and it's only spring ball right now, so we have a lot of time to kind of figure out how that's going to play out.
Yeah, and a spring ball culminates with the annual spring game, the blue-white scrimmage game. That'll be at UB Stadium Friday, April 12th, a 7 o'clock start, which is open to the public for everybody to get a chance to see the new-look Bulls. All right, looking ahead to September, although technically August, the schedule was released in the last couple of weeks, and we kind of knew who the non-conference teams were, and you knew who your conference opponents were, but as it now gets laid out, knowing that the home opener and the season opener will be Thursday, August 29th, at UB Stadium against Robert Morris. Give me your thoughts on how the schedule shakes out.
You know, I think it's a good schedule for the Bulls. I mean, obviously playing Robert Morris in the opener, you know, then they go to Penn State, which is all, you know, it's a great experience for the guys. It'll be, you know, it's always tough to play the Power 5 team like that, but it'll be a great experience for our guys to get down there and play in that environment. And both the two previous times we've been down there, we put on a pretty good show. And, you know, both we were in both of those games, and hopefully we can do that again this year. Playing at Liberty, for, you know, a new FBS program, only second year in the FBS, and the Liberty Flames is our second road game or third game of the season. could have been a really cool opportunity to play against former UB head coach Turner Gill, but he decided to retire just before this season mm-hmm. had started. So unfortunately, we're going to miss that opportunity. But we need to get out there and kind of experience a new place and a new campus. But definitely, you know, being that they're new to the FBS ranks, and you know, hopefully that's, you know, you can look at that as a winnable game for the Bulls. And then they wrap up with you know, a tough game back home against Temple. So remember how exciting that was last year. At least I do. I don't know if you remember how excited it was.
And if anybody forgot, just go on Twitter and find the meme of John jumping up and down on the sidelines.
I'm sure revenge will be on their minds as they come back to UB Stadium next year. So good non-conference schedule, and then just to kind of for the conference for the conference schedule. You basically take our conference schedule from last year and just flip-flop it, home and away. We're playing the exact same team, so we'll play obviously all the teams in the East, and the crossover games will be home against Central Michigan, home against Toledo, and then we'll be on the road against Eastern Michigan. So similar to last year, just flipped. But, you know, I think it's if you really break down our schedule, I want to say there's six teams we're going to play next year that have new head coaches.
Wow.
So, you know, with other teams, their coaches have gotten fired or took other jobs. So, you know, that's, I think, an advantage for us, you know, even though we have a young team, but to be able to play, you know, a team that has a new coach and kind of installing new offenses, new defenses, might be an opportunity to, you know, to win those games. So I think that's a benefit for us.
Right. And fans, if they want to get jumped on it early, can get their season tickets now,
right? Yeah, season tickets are on sale right now. You can call the UB ticket office at 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
All right. Spring game is, again, April 12th, Friday night at UB Stadium, and then the pro day with all the NFL teams here to watch Tyree and Anthony and the guys comes up next Wednesday. That'll get a lot of national attention, which will be fun to see. So in the midst of all this basketball, pretty cool football stuff going on, John. I know you're busy with all those sports as well, too. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, Paul.
John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Office giving us a little spring football update. We'll shift it back to the sport of which this show is named after. More to come on the UB Basketball Insider from Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at Alumni Arena. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated, fresh, and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
This year, the National Grid Foundation and UB Athletics are proud to partner with the Buffalo City Schools on the Hoops for the Stars program, promoting literacy, learning, and nutrition. This year's participating schools are Native American Magnet School No. 19, Bennett Park Montessori No. 32, West Turtle Academy No. 94, and Buffalo Public Schools No. 53 and the Buffalo United Charter School. UB Athletics will provide basketball tickets to each school to reward students that exhibit hard work in the classroom and positive behavior.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill as we continue to get you ready for the final regular season games for the UB men's and women's teams and, of course, the MAC tournament in Cleveland next week. We welcome in Bulls men's basketball coach Nate Oates to talk about the home finale tomorrow night, Nate. And I think what I suspect you may tell me is the fact that you clinched the regular season title and got all those important things out of the way with the win the other night means you can focus a little more on the pageantry, I guess, aside from wanting to win the game, but the pageantry and the significance of this game tomorrow night. Does that make it a little easier?
You know what? We're just trying to make sure we're playing a lot better basketball than we did Tuesday. We didn't play well. It is going to get a little emotional Friday night, but like these guys have been locked into, and they know to the average fan, this game may look like it doesn't mean anything because we've already got the number one seed locked up. You could essentially not play your guys and still go, but we've got much bigger goals. We've got 4 games left to impress the tournament committee to get our seed where it needs to be. This is a big one. It's the last one this week. We need to be playing really good basketball come the tournament. So we're going to go all in to be peaking at the right time. Now, these 5 seniors have meant the world to this program. I mean, they've from where CJ and Nick came into this program, now they came in off a tournament bid, so we at least made the NCAA tournament one time. But it's to me, it's fairly unrecognizable where this program's at now compared to what it was when they walked in here. So it's going to get emotional. We kind of had our own little senior deal in our mental skills session with Arnie this morning. That got pretty emotional. That's probably a lot more intimate and shared stuff than what'll go out to the entire, but to see the city of Buffalo, the University of Buffalo community embrace these guys like they have, I can't wait for them to get recognized tomorrow night.
Right. We'll have Nate talk a little more specifically about each of his seniors coming up in our next segment, but at 27-3, 15-2 in the MAC, clinched the MAC regular season title and the number one seed in Cleveland. But like you said, there's some business to be done in this game. BG beat you, one of those few teams that beat you this year, so I know that's on your mind a little bit. And like you said, getting your team to play well, how important is that game going to be tomorrow night for what's going to happen in Cleveland?
I think it's really important. We need to get confidence going in. We need to get our defense back where it's supposed to be. You know, these guards torched us at their place last time. We need, you know, if we happen to run into BG, they're going to probably be a 2 or 3 seed in the tournament. So if we could easily play them in the championship game, you know, we've got to be playing good basketball come next week. And this is our last game before that. Last year we kind of said going in we needed to win our last game to win the number one seed. We kind of made that our first game of the MAC tournament. You know, I don't know that we can necessarily say that on this one, but we're going to treat this like a tournament game and go all in and get ourselves right on both the offense and defensive side of the ball.
6 p.m. tip-off here at Alumni Arena. Big crowd expected. You can see the game on ESPNU, national broadcast, and of course hear it on ESPN 1520 as well. You mentioned something a little bit earlier, and I know you're always focused and you're always looking ahead. Talk a little bit about the seeding situation with the NCAA tournament, and I know that's you talk to the guys a lot about that. What are you getting the sense from right now as to what maybe you need to do or what you have done already for that?
I mean, we've done a great job to put ourselves in a position where we should get an at-large bid regardless of what happens next week. Our plan is to win the tournament because the next step is – you're in the tournament, and what seed do you get? You know, if you're right, you know, we had been slotted 8, 7. I think most people have us at a 6 now. Now, that's all just a projection. Nobody knows what the committee's going to actually do. But, you know, the difference between a 6 and a 7 is big. If you look at the teams on the 2 line and the teams on the 3 line, there's a fairly large difference. There's like a Kentucky versus, you know, somebody a little bit less than them. Mm-hmm. So to slide ourselves up in that 6, maybe even a 5, would be huge for us. And the only way you do that is to play great Friday night, win the MAC tournament, and play really well in the MAC tournament. So we've got a lot riding on these next 4 games. as far as our seeding goes. The better seed you get, the more likely it is you are to advance in the tournament. We'd like to make a run in this tournament, and we're trying to position ourselves right now to do that 2-3 weeks down the road.
The again, a big one Friday night, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock tip against Bowling Green. It's already sold out, and again, can't encourage everybody enough that if they're struggling to be able to get into this game, you got to get your season tickets for next year, ubbulls.com or the ticket office here at Alumni Arena. Tuesday was a bit of an odd game against Ohio in a lot of ways. You had beaten Ohio by 47, so you knew you were going to get a different effort from Ohio. Your team comes out and hits all those threes in the first half, and it kind of looked like you were going to run away with it, and then the threes stopped falling, and then the game changed a little in the second half.
Yeah, we told our guys that, too. I mean, you don't want to call them necessarily fool's gold. I mean, the ball's going in, but our defense wasn't where it needed to be. Even when the threes were dropping, we were not guarding like we had guarded them the first time here. So, yeah, and that costs you. I mean, it's we got to learn lessons. We've done a pretty good job at 27-3, but it's hard. You know, when you beat a team by 47, it's hard to get their mindset right. I thought we had it right, but it obviously, it when we got into the game on the defensive side of it, we weren't very good. Now, they, to give them credit, they've been playing much, much better basketball. I mean, they had just drilled Akron at Akron. They had won two of the three since we had played them and really should have won all three of them. So Ohio played well. We didn't. We got to get it back. We got to play much better defense against BG here tomorrow night.
With Nate Oates, men's basketball coach here on the UB Basketball Insider, you know, it goes under the category of nitpicking a little bit, but in the three losses, you've always talked about it was the defense that was sort of to blame, or you weren't happy with it. What and then even in some of the wins, you've pointed out that the defense wasn't as good as it should be. Dive a little deeper for me. What is it about the defense? What is it, interior defense? Is it three-point defense? Is it on the ball defense? What exactly are you telling your guys defensively that you need to see more of from them?
That's a good question. I mean, the biggest thing is just an intensity and a focus on what has to be done and following the scouting report. Now, game to game, that changes. Like, we let the ball into the post much too easy against Bowling Green last time. We did it against Ohio. They shot 30 of 50 from two. So, and almost every one of those twos was right at the rim. So we did a terrible job keeping them out of the lane. They shot 60% from two. That's absurd. So we didn't do a great job. Now, against Bowling Green, we weren't very good on ball screen coverage. We weren't very good at keeping the ball out of the post. And then they scored 92 points on us. I mean, they got up and down, and our turnovers contributed to that. Sometimes our offense helps our defense, sometimes it hurts it. That game, our 18 turnovers, definitely hurt our defensive side of the ball. So we got to take care of the ball. We got their guards, they were much too comfortable. And to me, that's where, like, it mainly comes down to an effort. We got to play harder, make them uncomfortable, get deflections, keep the ball out of post, rebound it better. A lot of that stuff just comes with an effort deal.
All right, something to watch for in Friday night's game, and certainly to watch for when the Bulls get going at the MAC tournament in Cleveland next Thursday. When we come back with Nate, we're going to talk about the five amazing seniors and the impact they've had on this program, and talk about them individually with Bulls head coach Nate Oates. More to come on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated fresh and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
The Hyatt Regency in downtown Buffalo is the perfect place for your parents to stay when they come to visit you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo is located within walking distance to over 50 restaurants and clubs and has great amenities like a 24-hour fitness center, free Wi-Fi, and a full-service spa on property. It's perfect for your parents and just far enough away from UB to eliminate those unannounced morning drop-ins on you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Niagara Premium Chocolates offers an amazing selection of premium confections and was recently voted Buffalo's best tasting sponge candy. You can also find their delicious chocolate year-round at the Niagara by Frey Chocolate Shop, which is located at 3500 Genesee Street right behind the Airport Plaza. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. I'm Paul Peck, continuing with Bulls head coach Nate Oates. Senior day tomorrow night against Bowling Green, 6 o'clock tip-off here at Alumni Arena, ESPNU TV, ESPN 1520 Radio. Want to run through each of your five seniors, get your thoughts on them, thoughts about how who they are, what they are, and their impact on the program. Start with Montel McCray.
Yeah, I mean, Montel's the easiest kid to coach that you've ever coached. Like, he's so talented. Now he starts but doesn't always play starter minutes. The kid has literally never complained to me one time about minutes, shots, none of that. He's just a team guy, fun-loving guy. All the kids on the team love having him around, jokes. But he's come up huge for us in big games. He hits big threes, big tip dunks, sparks the team, sparks the crowd. We're going to miss him a lot when he's not here, but he's been great having him on the team. He allows us to play in a way that we like to play with our big spaced out and hitting threes and stuff.
All right, next up, Jeremy Harris.
Shoot, the most talented, unselfish kid I've ever coached. I mean, his talent level is ridiculous. And I've had to try to get him to be more and more aggressive, more selfish, if you'd say it. He's just so unselfish that, you know, he's – so easy to play with. When you've got CJ and Perkins and Dante already in the program, you add a kid like Jeremy, and it goes so seamless like it did last year. That only happens if Jeremy's as unselfish and a great a teammate as he is. And shoot, it's great. He's got his shot rolling again. Hopefully he makes – we're going to call him Mr. March. Get on his run in March here, hopefully, again.
Good. Mr. March will join us in our next segment of the show here as well, too. Dante Carruthers.
I mean, he's – Buffalo basketball, blue-collar basketball. That kid came in and changed the culture of how hard we play. Like, every team in America thinks they play hard. Our hard's different than everybody else's hard. and that's Dante. He plays so hard. He's such a tough kid. He puts his nose in there. He takes charges. I think he's going to get Defensive Player of the Year in the conference again this year. That'll be a two-time Player of the Year. Like, and he's just down the road in Rochester. Like, I love coaching that kid. He's blue collar.
With Bulls head coach Nate Oates here, we're running through the five seniors that will be honored at the home finale tomorrow night. But beyond that, what they've meant for this program and this amazing season for the 19th ranked Bulls. All right, we saved the two best ones for last. Start with Nick Perkins.
Definitely the two that have been here the longest, for sure. I mean, Nick, you know, I've known Nick since his freshman year in high school, being back from Detroit and stuff. So Nick's been able to come into this program and really sublimate himself to the team to the point where I think he's better than 80% of the high major bigs in the country, and he comes off the bench. So for Nick to come off the bench and really care about winning like he does enables the coaching staff to really be able to coach anybody. I mean, you know, Dante and Nick both, those are two seniors that are better than almost.
That would start on every other MAC team.
Yeah.
If not most every other
team in the country.
Team in the country.
Yeah, so those two come off the bench and give us such a spark. And Nick's the most dominant offensive big in our league and maybe been that way for 2-3 years now. You know, and really can shoot the three, post up, does everything. And he's just grown this program. Him and CJ together have taken this thing. And here, the special thing about those two is they've been here every single game that I've coached in college basketball. So I started the same year they started. They've been with me thick and thin through this whole deal. And we've seen this program grow from where it was 4 years ago to being a top 25 program all year this year.
Nick Perkins in the top six all-time in UB career scoring with a chance to move up a couple of notches as well, too. And speaking of moving up, it will likely happen tomorrow night that C.J. Massenburg will pass the guy that you're honoring at the game tomorrow night, Rahsaan Young, for number two all-time. And depending on how long your postseason run is, maybe he's got a shot at Javon McCray's school record. Like you said, C.J. came in when you came in, but the story and the lore behind CJ coming here that gets repeated by every broadcaster at every game sort of epitomizes who you and your staff is, who this program is, and obviously who CJ is.
No, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about the day 4 years ago in the spring. He sat in my office and almost begged me to give him a scholarship, take him. So kid's gone from having one Division I offer to being the best player on a top 25 team his entire senior year, nationally recognized, national player of the year candidate. Like, it's unbelievable. I mean, it just speaks to his heart, his character, how hardworking he is. And he's such a humble kid, too. I mean, we had talked amongst the team. Stories came out that I didn't even know about stuff. He picks up trash behind, picks up those water bottles that somebody took a video of, went viral. He's just like the ultimate team guy, character guy that also happens to play basketball at a really, really high level. That may turn into being a pro at the end of everything.
How easy does that make your job? And it doesn't happen that often when your best player may also be your best guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like his leadership and his character is just unbelievable. So, in college basketball, the head coach gets recognized a lot. And it's because the coach can be – I mean, Boeheim's been there for 40-plus years. That's what happens in college basketball. So, you know, people want to talk about me, and it really isn't about me. Like, this is about CJ being the leader of this team and taking this team on his back, on his shoulders, leading. We call it servant leadership. He's the epitome of servant leadership. He's a servant to everybody in this program, the coaches, his other players, managers, everybody, and just plays basketball at a high level along with it. So, everybody loves this kid for the right reasons. And he enables us – he lets us coach him. I can get on him, and it's yes, sir, no, sir. You're right. I was terrible that game. I'm going to fix it. I mean, he's just the most coachable kid ever for being the best player. And when that happens, you end up with a really good team, which is what we've got going this year. So he's been a special kid to coach.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun. And how emotional is it going to be for you when that ceremony that comes up after the game will have a lot of these thoughts running through your head?
I can't wait just for the city and the community of Buffalo to embrace these five for what they've done for not only this basketball program and this university, but this all of Western New York as a whole, the sports community here. So it's going to be great. It's going to be very emotional. Hopefully I keep it together, but those guys mean a lot. I mean, I this is my fourth year as head coach. It's CJ and Nick's fourth year here at UB. Those two have come with me a long ways, and those other three have added to this program immensely as we've added them along the journey.
All right, great stuff, Nate. Really cool to just to hear your thoughts and your insights into that. And again, it'll all be on display on the court after the Bulls play Bowling Green tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here at Alumni Arena, the Senior Day ceremony after that. Nate, thanks for the time. Really appreciate learning a little bit of what your thoughts are on that, and enjoy the next couple of days.
Sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
All right, Nate Oates, UB men's basketball head coach, one of those seniors being honored tomorrow night, will join us next. Forward Jeremy Harris, the senior and one of the key guys for the Bulls as they get ready to make another run to the NCAA tournament. That's next on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at Alumni Arena. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Give your business maximum exposure all year long and reach the hundreds of thousands of Western New York UB alumni, students, fans, donors, faculty, and more by branding with the Bulls. Signage, digital, social campaigns, TV and radio commercials, fan engagement campaigns, and so much more. Visit ubbulls.com/partner for full details. And horns up!
Welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. In our last segment, Nate Oates talked about, emotionally, talked about the senior class that will play their final game in Buffalo tomorrow night against Bowling Green, 6 p.m. tip here at Alumni Arena. And we welcome in one of those seniors. Jeremy Harris joins us for our final segment. Jeremy, I'm going to start off by telling you something that Nate just said about you as he gave his thoughts on each of the five seniors. He said of Jeremy Harris, the most talented, unselfish player he has ever coached. I'm curious what your reaction is to that.
I mean, I appreciate that. But I mean, I just like winning. I feel like to win like championships, you got to be very unselfish no matter how good you are. So I just like, I mean, we got a great team. We got great players around me. So, I mean, I like to see them succeed.
Is it easy to do that? I mean, everybody wants to be the star. Everybody right. wants their points. I mean, you know, you look at a Nick Perkins who has accepted that role of coming off the bench. You have played all kinds of different roles that year. Right. Is it ever a question? Is it ever anything other than, yeah, okay, that's what I'm going to do?
Nah, no double thoughts on me. It's like if it's an extra pass that I got to make, I'm always going to make it without second guessing it.
What's this game going to be like for you? I know there's a game against a team that you really want to beat, and right. it's important to continue the momentum going into the tournament, but how much do you allow yourself to think a little bit now about what this significance of a senior day event and your final game in Buffalo is?
Right. I mean, we definitely want to beat them. They beat us. They actually beat us last time we played them, so we're trying to get our revenge on them. They got the bragging rights right now, but as far as senior night goes, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a little emotional for us. But, I mean, that's part of it. It's senior night, and we're just going to have to do it.
Right. Does it make it easier knowing that certainly there's a lot more basketball to be played
right.
regardless of this game?
In the back of our heads, we know we got the MAC tournament next weekend. So, I mean, we're not trying to think about that right now because we're trying to take care of business tomorrow night.
Nate talked a lot about, in relation to that first BG game and wanting to be better this time around, about the defense. And you're sick of hearing anybody, including Nate, talk about the defense. In your mind, what was it that didn't work against BG that has to work better tomorrow night and has to be better going into Cleveland?
Our ball screens, our defense. Just when they came off the ball screens a little bit too comfortable when we played them the first time. So we just got to get them in and make them more uncomfortable this time.
All right. Well, that's certainly something to keep watching for. I think every Bulls fan, after the game against Ohio earlier in the week, the one thing that every Bulls fan was the most excited about was seeing you hit that 20-point mark and get that scoring back to where everybody wants to see it. Did you feel like that win was a little bit of a breakthrough for you to get back to those places?
A little bit. I can't lie. It felt pretty good scoring the ball like I know I can. But like I said earlier, my teammates do a good job. They've been believing in me all year. They've been in my ear throughout this slump, and I mean, I'm just grateful for it.
And I think it's important to point out that even when your point totals may not have been exactly where they were in previous games, your rebounds were up, your assists were up, everything else was increased, which just should tell every basketball fan that you understand the ways that you can help your team win.
Right, yeah. I mean, I just got to figure out ways to help this team win. And throughout that slump, I was just trying to do whatever I could without scoring the ball to help us win. And I feel like I did a pretty good job of staying positive, staying confident, and continue to just stand with it.
Yeah, well, I think everybody believes that as well, too, with Jeremy Harris, Bulls senior, here on the UB Basketball Insider Show. So here you go, getting set to go into Cleveland as the number one seed, regardless of what happens in the game tomorrow night. 19th ranked in the country. You've been through this before with this team. You've been to the point where you went to the NCAAs last year and had the great game in beating Arizona. How much confidence at this time of the year do you and this team have?
I have a lot of confidence in us just because we, like you said, we did it last year. We have five seniors this year. We got a couple of juniors in the lineup too. So experience is definitely going to help us out. And when next weekend comes, we just going to have to stay together as brothers and try to get another win.
Has that been any harder to do for you guys as a team versus the fact that you're everybody's game of the year? And we, particularly at BG, we kind of saw that atmosphere, right?
At Bowling Green, I think it was standing room only. But, I mean, we got a big bullseye on our back. But, I mean, that's what we like. We got a bunch of confident players that put in the works that want to show off what they work that they put in.
We talked a lot with Nate about the senior day, and I mentioned it to you as well too, but you know, you're only been here for 2 years. Guys like Nate and CJ have been here for four, Dante for three. Where I want to go with this question is, how easy has it been for you to become a part of this group, of this team, on and off the court, when there is a senior class that goes back four and three, and then you and Montel with the two?
Right. I mean, with me and Montel, I'll just say, like, when we got here last summer, they welcomed us with open arms, and I thank them for that. So they put their pride to a side. CJ and Perk let me do what I do. And, I mean, I thank them for that.
What did you know about maybe CJ and Perk before you got here, and what have you kind of learned about those guys since you've become so close and been a part of this team?
I heard before I got here, I knew they was very hard competitors. And, I mean, when I got here, they're very hard competitors and blue collar. So, I mean, it's just been a blessing to play with those two guys.
Where do you fit in with all the other guys on this team as sort of in the leadership roles on this team? I know a lot of guys look up to you.
Right.
And how much do you take that role? Sometimes each game might be you or CJ or Nick. Where do you fit in with that?
I mean, I'm really not as vocal as I need to be, but I'm doing a better job this year, like pulling guys to the side, telling them my little two cents, and just being a big brother to them.
All right, finally, you're just coming off of practice here to get ready for the BG game. Where's this team at right now? Where's the mindset of this team at? Is it good? Are you happy? Are you confident going into the stretch?
I'll put it as we're very confident, but we're looking for revenge for tomorrow night, so we're going to see about it tomorrow night.
All right, well, there you go. That's a good word to get people fired up for the Bulls and Bowling Green tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Alumni Arena, Senior Day festivities after the game. You can see it nationally on ESPNU. You can hear it on ESPN 1520. Have yourself one heck of a final Buffalo appearance here, and we can't wait to see you get going in Cleveland as well.
Thank you.
Jeremy Harris joining us for our final segment. We thank all of our guests on the show. Remember, special edition of the UB Basketball Insider next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock here on ESPN 1520, live from Cleveland, to get you ready for the men and women in the Mid-American Conference Tournament at the Quicken Loans Arena. We thank you for listening. This has been the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
on the UB Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this has been UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Pepsi, ComDoc, by Town BMW, and by Nike. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.